it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio, and with us once again is Dwayne Hastad from Heather Floral and Greenhouse, or Heather Floral and Nursery.
Good morning.
Whatever, Dwayne. Okay. What is it now in the fall?
Fall is for planting.
Fall's for planting. Okay. Yeah, you say that a lot in the fall, don't you?
Yeah, it's a good time. That's when Mother Nature plants, you know, all the seeds you see out there. And good time to plant. And the reason that is usually it cools off and you get some fall rain. So Mother Nature's helping you.
There you go. Good.
Not for this coming weekend. I have on my phone, it says it's going to be 105 degrees.
What day is that?
Sunday.
Better stay inside.
Yeah, but you know, your plants can't come inside. So, you know, a lot of people do a lot of things over Memorial Day weekend or Labor Day weekend. Make sure your plants get watered good, because 105, they dry out.
So you want to water them good the day before, you think, or that day or that morning or what?
Well, this weekend, if you got baskets or you got pots or something, you're going to have to water them every day. And I usually like watering in the morning, because then that plant has water during the heat of the day.
Okay.
If that's possible. If not, water anytime you can.
Okay. All right.
105, you might need to water twice.
Yeah, well, a couple weeks ago, it had a heat index of, 117 or something like that, so.
That's a oof, though.
Yeah, and the smoke is from the wildfires is back, and that always affects plants and trees, too, right?
Yeah, it's just like us breathing and stuff. It affects it. Plant doesn't breathe, but it takes in oxygen, and when they can't take it in because they're all clogged up, that's not good for the plants either, so wash your plants off.
Okay. Well, as usual, we are going to open up our phone lines here for any lawn or garden questions that you would have for Dwayne. You can remain anonymous and just give us your question here. So give us a call right now at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. Or you can email it over at klqpfm@farmerstel.net. So there we go.
A plant of the week is our mums, fall mums, and they're in, and they look good. We got, with the concern, the horticulture concern of the week, annual versus perennial. So we got annual mums in and perennial mums in, and that's probably the number one question that I've gotten over the last 50 years. What's the difference between an annual and a perennial? Annual means it comes up one year, okay, and perennial comes back every year. Okay, so we have, why would you buy an annual mum? Well, they're more decorative, and they're probably a little cheaper. Perennial mums are the Minnesota mammoth mums, and they come back every year.
Interesting. Didn't think of that before.
Yep.
So you're going to have both down at the fair?
Yes, we'll have lots at the fair, and we'll have a lot of fall plants. We're going to have a lot of trees down there. We have a lot of straw bales, but I can't find any.
Oh.
We'll have to bring in one of them big straw bales and work around that.
So the mums that I posted on our KLQP Facebook page, is that an annual or a perennial that's shown?
That's an annual mum, which we call decorative mums. And Let me cut this off. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
that one has three different colors in it. So you can buy a big mum in a bushel basket, you know, and set it on your front step. And those are decorative mums, okay? And those don't come back. But Minnesota, the University of Minnesota has developed what they call mammoth mums. And they're a daisy mum. And they come back every year, and they get big. That's why they call them mammoth mums. We'll have those at the fair, too.
Okay, good. So, and then you said our or horticulture CERN, a lot of people, that's the number one question you get is what is the difference between annual and perennial, huh?
I would say that's one of them. The other one is what's wrong with my tomatoes? It's on the top three. And I'd say the other one that's on top three is what do you do about crabgrass? Top four is what's Paul doing today?
Yeah, you get the same questions. I'm sure when you walk down the street, people stop and ask you some of those questions, right?
Oh, yeah, all the time. But that's okay. I enjoy that. I enjoy talking to people. And hey, if they think I know something, I think that's a feather in my hat.
All right. Should we tackle some questions here? We got...
We better. I got a lot to talk about today.
Okay.
Hey, did you see the super blue moon?
No, I did not.
Well, you got to watch it tonight then. That's awesome. So, super means it's the closest to the Earth. The moon is the closest to the Earth it's going to be. And blue moon means it's the second moon of the month.
Okay.
And it's not going to happen again until 2037, so you better get out there tonight.
Yeah, a lot of people posted the pictures on Facebook and social media last night I saw. So
it was pretty cool.
Yep. All right, Dwayne, you mentioned tomatoes. One of your top three questions to get, and we're starting it out with a tomato question. One of our listeners said some of my tomatoes, not all, but some of them are mushy this year, and why is that?
When you said some of them that way, I would say one of the factors is the variety that you're planting, okay? It's probably one certain variety. But usually when your tomatoes are mushy, means it's a fertilizer problem, okay? Usually too much nitrogen, I don't know if they've been fertilizing them a lot, but too much the N and not nearly enough, it's too low of potassium and too low of calcium, okay?
Okay.
I don't know what kind of fertilizer they're using.
Oh, they didn't say.
If you look at Miracle-Gro, which a lot of people use, if you use general Miracle-Gro, that has a whole high nitrogen. And that's not what you should be using on your tomatoes. Earth Element has this all figured out, or a special tomato fertilizer would be better. The other things that it could affect that is too much water, too hot, which it could be, and the other thing is you don't store your tomatoes in the refrigerator. That'll make them mushy.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. My mom always put them on the window sill and let them ripen there.
Okay.
So not in the refrigerator.
Okay. Yeah, actually, a couple weeks ago, my wife had mentioned that to me, too, that some of the tomatoes are a little mushy, and didn't think much of it. I thought maybe it was just, like, too ripe or something like that. But
could be too ripe, but I would bet you it's a fertilizer problem.
Okay. So you can water...
You fertilize your tomatoes, Paul?
What's that?
You fertilize them?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
I think the tomatoes that, my brother-in-law grows them next to me
yep.
here, and he does a great job with that, and they're just huge this year, the biggest tomatoes that he's had.
I think they're absolutely great. Make a tomato sandwich.
Yep, I had one last night,
yep.
Dwayne.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
So what do you put on your tomato sandwich? You put mayonnaise and pepper, or what?
I put mayonnaise on there. I like mayonnaise, cheese, and a tomato. And if I'm really ambitious, I'll make some bacon and put bacon on it.
Oh, nice. So you put cheese with your tomatoes.
Okay. Cheese solves everything.
I just do a little bit of mayonnaise and just regular tomato and a lot of black pepper. So.
Yeah, you know, tomatoes are great.
Yep,
so.
They are. Love tomatoes.
I had a cantaloupe last night, and that's awesome.
A what?
Cantaloupe.
Oh, cantaloupe, okay.
Muskmelon?
Yeah.
Can't beat, your homegrown vegetables. I mean, that's why you do it, is that taste. It's great.
Yeah.
And if you can't grow them yourself, you know, there's a farmer's market. And in Dawson today, we have farmer's market from 3 to 6 o'clock on Thursday. So
okay.
Check it out.
Just got this question in from one of our listeners. Since the heat's going to be coming up here to tomorrow and especially Sunday, so they want to know, when's the best time to mow your lawn?
Not in the heat. If you can leave your lawn high over this spell, it'll help shade the roots and the crown of the plant so it doesn't dry out as fast. You know, if you haven't mowed your lawn right now, I would wait till after the long weekend and mow it when it starts cooling off. Let it stay long for a while.
Is it good to mow the lawn early in the morning or late at night, do you think?
Not when it's hot.
Not, just don't do it when it's hot, huh?
Not good. You're shocking the heck out of it. And don't mow it low, especially when it's warm. You know, mow it high. Mow it at 3 inches. And then when it's fall, you can mow it down to 2.5 inches.
Okay.
But mow it high.
Well, we haven't mowed our lawn very much this year because of the no rain.
I'm really surprised how green our lawns are for how little rain we've had.
Yes, I said that the other day, too. Because our backyard was burnt. I mean, it was...
Yeah, it was white.
Yep.
And it came back after we had those rains.
Right.
But if you go really look at it, we got weeds.
Yeah, oh, yeah, lots of weeds.
So fall is the time to spray your weeds out.
Okay. Oh. All right, got one more question here, and this is a good one. How do I keep skunks from digging up my lawn?
You know why you have skunks, Paul?
Why?
Because you have grubs. I mean, I'd bet on it 99% of the time is the skunks are there because there's a food source, okay? And the food source is white grubs, and we're at that season again. When it's hot, the grubs come to the top of the ground. And so you got to put a grub killer on there to get rid of the grubs. You kill the food source, you'll get rid of your skunks.
Yeah, that's pretty simple answer there.
Well, they're there for the food. Get rid of the food.
Yeah. I would guess that's more of a country question. I mean, people, not too much, many skunks in town, but...
Well, 2 years ago, we had grubs all over a lot of cemeteries. The cemeteries just got eaten up, and the skunks came and tore them all up. So
okay.
you can get grubs in town.
All right, we've got about 3 minutes. We want to save some time to talk about the Lackawanna County Fair, Duane.
Lackawanna County Fair starts next week. Entry day is Wednesday. We'll be at the fair. We'll have our booth at the north end of the horticulture building. So don't be afraid to stop and see us. This year we're going to have Prairie EcoLinks with us in the booth, which is in Madison. They're going to be giving away 150 trees, and we'll have a sample of each one of the trees at the booth so you can look, and the members of EcoLinks are going to rotate, and they'll be in the booth with me so we can answer your questions. I know there's a lot of questions on signing up for trees.
Okay.
But stop by the fair if you have any questions. Paul will be there on Thursday, and we'll be on the radio from the fair.
Yep.
Can't believe it's Lackawanna County Fair already.
That's right. We'll be broadcasting live from the fairgrounds next Thursday on the Garden Show. And then you got the veggie races on Saturday.
Yep. So veggie races start at 11:30, but you can start earlier making your little vegetable cart to race down. And we were talking, Paul, before the show that it's for everybody. You know, from 3 years old, 2 years old, all the way to the silver-haired people, okay?
Okay.
So my mom was up, I think she was 90-some years old, and she made a car. She thought that was the greatest thing. She had fun. So
all right.
Anybody can be there. And at Heather, we're curbing and laying sod today, so busy landscaping. So if you have any landscaping questions, give me a call.
All right. Thanks, Duane. Hey, we got football tonight. We'll see you. We'll be broadcasting the Blackjack football game from Tracy Milroy Ballot tonight, 7 o'clock kickoff.
That'll be fun. Tune in, everybody.
All right. Thanks, Duane. We'll talk to you from the fair next Thursday.
Okay, thank you.
Duane Hasted with Heather Floral and Greenhouse, and that's another garden show.
Good friends at Heartland Eye Care Center in Dawson.